Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And the cattle futures finished the day limit up in the first 2 months of feeder cattle, with August at 135.82, up 450, about $3.80 off the low, but the market was higher all day long. Live cattle were higher as well. June, which expired this week, were up a dollar at 108.75. August, 207 higher at 105.32. Technically speaking, yesterday or 2 days ago on the August feeder, we made new contract lows. And then today, not a perfect key reversal, but today's rally will bring some confidence after making new lows, bring some confidence back into the market. Several factors that could be contributing to this rally. The cash market on Monday at Oklahoma City was 4 to 6 higher. I think that brought a lot of the cash market and the fundamental type people back into the market here. Weren't as scared to be buyers. And then you got the ball rolling. And then overnight, or last night, the Chinese said they're going to ban all Canadian imports of all meat, pork and cattle and beef. There's some discrepancies that they've said that have found in some paperwork, and that the paperwork or certificates were forged. Of course, Canada's having a hard time finding out or getting proof of it. So it seems like the Chinese have really been attacking the Canadians on multiple fronts here, and this is just the latest round. But the markets today interpreted it as positive.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
Well, mixed day for grain futures. The soybeans led the way lower. We were 8 to 9.5 lower there. November beans at 9.18 even. That's about a penny off of the low. But we have rallied back off the lows over the last couple of weeks. All the way back to about the middle part of May, the market's been rallying over $1 at this point. Ideas that the soybean crop may not get planted. Rallied it for a month, and now we're starting to see some better weather, and that's kind of why the market is easing back off. There's also some critical gaps around 865 in that November bean chart that some are hopeful that will get filled. Now, at the end of this week, we've got several USDA reports. Now, Friday at 11 a.m., we've got U.S. Wheat production, which is the average guess for all wheat is 1.883, slightly lower than where we were in the month of June. And then we've got the planted seedings number for corn and beans are the two critical ones. Expecting about the same for soybeans, but a little bit lower for corn. Last month, they took off about 3 million acres of corn. This time, they're expected to take off another 3 million. So somewhere around 86.6 million acres is what that number is expected to be. And at 86 million acres and 160 bushel an acre yield, that puts us just over 13 billion bushels of corn production. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you and out of your financial.